Hey there, beautiful minds. Leo Weston here, your daily dose of brain-boosting goodness on the Brain Fog Detox. Now, I'm not talking about detoxifying your body with some fancy juice cleanse, although that might be nice every now and then. We're talking about detoxifying your mind, clearing out the mental clutter, and cultivating a sense of calm and well-being. And today, we're diving deep into something incredibly powerful, self-compassion. Ever felt like you're constantly judging yourself? Like you're stuck in this loop of, I should be doing better, or I'm not good enough? You know that feeling when you trip and fall, and instead of dusting yourself off with a laugh, you berate yourself for being clumsy? Well, let me tell you, that inner critic is a real buzzkill. It drains your energy, stifles your creativity, and honestly, just makes life way harder than it needs to be. But here's the good news. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or being weak. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it this way. Your brain is like a muscle. Sometimes it needs rest, sometimes it makes mistakes, and sometimes it just feels tired. Instead of bashing yourself for those flaws, imagine offering yourself a warm cup of tea, a cozy blanket, and a little bit of encouragement. That's the power of self-compassion in action. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways to sprinkle some self-love into your daily life. 1. Voice. Recognize your humanity. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and face challenges. It's part of being human. Embracing your imperfections is the first step towards self-compassion. Remember, you're not a superhero. You're allowed to stumble and learn along the way. 2. Talk to yourself like you talk to a friend. Imagine your best friend struggling with something. Would you tear them down? Or offer words of support and encouragement. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. And! Replace those harsh inner critic voices with gentle reminders of your strengths and resilience. 3. Practice. Mindfulness. Self-compassion thrives when you're present in the moment. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when that inner critic starts chirping, acknowledge it, and gently redirect your focus to something positive or grounding. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can work wonders for your mental well-being. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a warm sunshine ray, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. 5. Be patient and persistent. Building self-compassion takes time and practice. Don't get discouraged if you find yourself slipping back into old patterns. Remember that every step in the right direction is a victory. Keep practicing those kindness rituals and celebrate your progress along the way. Think about that last stressful situation you faced. Maybe it was a traffic jam, a work deadline, or a disagreement with a loved one. Did you find yourself spiraling into self-criticism? I bet you did. But imagine instead of getting caught up in the negativity, you had paused, taken a deep breath, and offered yourself a little bit of understanding. You might have said something like, "This is tough, but I'm capable of handling it." Or maybe even, "It's okay to feel frustrated. Everyone has those moments." That shift in perspective can make all the difference. Instead of fueling your stress and anxiety, self-compassion acts like a soothing balm, helping you navigate challenges with grace and resilience. So, let's recap. Self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing your imperfections with kindness and understanding. It's about treating yourself with the same love and support you would offer a dear friend. Remember those 5 key takeaways. recognize your humanity, talk to yourself kindly, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and be patient with yourself. These aren't just words. They are tools you can use to transform your relationship with yourself and unlock a world of mental well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to the Brain Fog Detox. For more brain-boosting goodness, we've got a whole lot of mental wellness wisdom to unpack together. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful minds.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.